Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin nears 21,700 as Whales boosts Bitcoin almost perfectly. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis and quoting Whale Map. Whale support at 19,000 worked almost perfectly to the upside. 21,500 is now the closest resistance, according to Whales. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, Bitcoin is still resting at resistance and probably consolidating here. I'd like to see high getting swept and then a consolidation. What happens in between? Probably we'll see altcoins firing off heavily. And quoting Phoenix, if Bitcoin holds 20,700, then I think we'll run this to 23,000 later. And Plan B updates its stock to flow model. One certainty, in my opinion, one day will be red again. And quoting Max Keiser, America is driving 350 miles per hour into Bitcoin's impenetrable wall of encryption. Good luck with that. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy to reinvest $500 million stock sales into Bitcoin, according to their latest SEC filing. Quoting them here, we intend to use the net proceeds from the sale of any Class A common stock offered under this prospectus for general corporate purposes, including the acquisition of Bitcoin, unless otherwise indicated in the applicable prospectus supplement. And as shared here, MicroStrategy raising up to $500 million to buy more Bitcoin. Probably nothing. Also in today's show, Ethereum ready for the merge as last shadow fork completes successfully. As they share here, transition in mainnet shadow fork 13, the last shadow fork before the merge, was successful for all Nethermind nodes. Also in today's show, FTX Ventures buys 30% stake in Scaramucci's Skybridge Capital. Also in today's show, Bitcoin Whale activity is sending a bullish signal for the King Crypto, says DeVere Group CEO Nigel Green, and explains why. Quoting him here, despite the recent turbulence, I believe that the trajectory of Bitcoin and other major cryptos is upwards. This is why I view the current dip as a discount. Also be sharing with you this conservative $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. That's right, incorporating the estimated 413% increase between May 2028 and May 2029. Bitcoin would be on target to hit $2.08 million by May 2029, giving Bitcoin a January 2030 value of $2.11 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1043. The Bitcoin sought to overturn August resistance on September 10th as the whale buy levels dictated the Bitcoin price action. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin hitting new multi-week highs of 21,600 on Bitstamp.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Bitcoin capitalized on a short squeeze, which began early on September 9th, taking it around 10% higher after plumbing the lowest levels since the end of June. That's right, and analyzing the events, on-chain monitoring resource WhaleMap noted that the clusters of buy-ins by whales had effectively allowed Bitcoin to put in a floor. $19,000 has been a high-volume zone of interest for buyers previously, and this thus remained unviolated during the visit to two-month lows. And as previously reported, two other key whale support zones lie at $16,000 and $13,000. Quoting WhaleMap here, whale support at $19,000 worked almost perfectly to the upside. $21,500 is now the closest resistance, according to the whales. And another chart showed the significance of the mid-$21,000 corridor in which Bitcoin was acting on the day. And in addition to being of interest to the whales, the zone functioned as support in mid-August before flipping to resistance. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, Bitcoin still resting at resistance and probably consolidating here. I like to see the high getting swept and then a consolidation. What happens in between? Probably we'll see altcoins firing off heavily. And quoting Phoenix, after this impressive move, it would be quite logical to cool off here. Low time frame sweep already happens. Momentum falling bit by bit. If Bitcoin holds 20,700, then I think we'll run this to 23,000 later. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, Trader Phoenix, meanwhile, called for a more substantial consolidation next, followed by a return to $23,000. Meanwhile, Ethereum expected to hit $1,900. That's right. Of additional interest to traders was Ether, which managed its highest since August 19th on the day before retracing. $1,745 can still be beaten. Popular Twitter account Crypto Capo shared before a come down took hold. Quoting him here, ETH going straight to the $1,800 to $1,900 resistance. I expect bearish continuation once this level has been reached. This could be on or before the merge date, and the current merge date is scheduled to be released September 13th in just three more days. Also important to remind you that creditor reimbursements from defunct exchange Mt. Gox are notionally due to begin the same day. Now, both events will come to 2 days after the latest CPI inflation data from the United States. And quoting Plan B on his recent update, one certainty, in my opinion, one day there will be red again. Preach. Also, as shared here by Max Kaiser, America is driving 350 miles per hour into Bitcoin's impenetrable wall of encryption. Good luck with that. And before I break down next way of the day, MicroStrategy to reinvest 500 million stock sales into Bitcoin, according to their latest SEC filing. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin up 1.3% for the day, maintaining just above $21,300. We have Ether up 1.1%, maintaining just above $1,700, while Binance Coin, Avalanche, XRP, and Cardano are all pumping and in the green, while Solana and Polkadot are correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MicroStrategy, the largest institutional Bitcoin buyer, entered an agreement with two agents, Cohen & Company and BTIG, to sell its aggregated Class A common stock worth $500 million.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
MicroStrategy, co-founded by Bitcoin bull Michael Saylor, amassed approximately 130,000 BTC over several years at an aggregate purchase price of almost $4 billion. And despite the market uncertainties, the business analytics software firm continues to pursue its goal of acquiring more Bitcoin by selling company stocks. The filing confirmed the following: we intend to use the net proceeds from the sale of any Class A common stock offered under this prospectus for general corporate purposes, including the acquisition of Bitcoin, unless otherwise indicated in the applicable prospectus supplement. So buying the dip is essential for MicroStrategy, as the company's Bitcoin reserve has dipped to an aggregated value of nearly $2.8 billion, resulting in a loss of over $1 billion, as shown by Bitcoin Treasury's data, as you can see here. And coincidentally, on the day of the filing, Bitcoin price shot up 11% to nearly $21,500. So there you have it. MicroStrategy continuing to purchase up Bitcoin as they said they would. So shout out to MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor. And before I break down next way of the day, Ethereum is ready for the merge as its last shadow fork completes successfully. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $1 trillion with $90 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 39%, with the Ether dominance at 20%. 0.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Terra Luna leading the pack, up 95%, trading at $6.77, followed by Terra Classic USD, the so-called stablecoin, up 47%, but only trading at 6.2 cents, followed by Ravencoin, up 26%, trading at 5.5 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can finally see we're back to a sea of green, which I love to see gains for the altcoin market. We have Luna leading the pack, up 244%. We have Luna Classic up 62.8% and Ravencoin up 90.9%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 28 in fear, yesterday at 22 in extreme fear, last week at 21, and last month a 41 in fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum developers confirmed the successful completion of their shadow forks required for the highly anticipated blockchain upgrade, the merge. Shadow forks help developers stress test synchronization assumptions to ensure the network safety during permanent upgrades. In the light of the merge, Ethereum developers implemented the first shadow fork on April 11th, 2022. Now, nearly 6 months in, Ethereum research and engineering company Nethermind confirmed that the transition into a mainnet shadow fork 13, which is the last shadow fork, was successful, signaling the readiness of the network for migrating to a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism. As they tweeted here, transition into mainnet shadow fork 13, the last shadow fork before the merge, was successful for all Nethermind nodes. Let's go. How many of you are currently bullish on the merge? Let me know in the comments right down below. The testnet allowed Ethereum developers to practice running nodes, deploying contracts, and testing the infrastructure, amongst other functionalities. And as a result, shadow forks allow developers to gauge the implications of network upgrades before they even happen. And as part of the upgrade, the community needs to update their Ethereum clients and run the combination of an execution layer and consensus layer. The CEO of crypto exchange BitMEX, Alexander Hoppner, highlighted the need for paying close attention during the Ethereum upgrade to avoid service downtime. Quoting him here, you have to be just, let's say, awake and see what happens. There is a chance for high volatility, and so you have to make sure that your services are up and running. We don't expect any major disruptions outside of volatility. And the CEO further stated that the success of the merge would be dependent on the support of the community. So there you have it. Again, how many of you are excited for the merge just 3 days away? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. FTX Ventures buys 30% stake in Scaramucci's SkyBridge Capital. That's right. FTX Ventures, the investment firm led by billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, will buy a 30% stake in the fund of ex-Trump aide Anthony Scaramucci as he continues his mission to try to bolster the struggling crypto market. The financial terms of the deal have not been disclosed, but Scaramucci's SkyBridge Capital said it would use $40 million of the proceeds to buy cryptocurrencies, which it has agreed to hold as a long-term investment. I think that's a pretty smart move by Scaramucci. And with the deal, Bankman-Fried will again step in as a financial backstop for companies afflicted by the crash in crypto markets. SkyBridge has historically invested in hedge funds, but Scaramucci, who briefly served as White House communications director under Trump and later became a critic of the former president, has pivoted its business towards cryptocurrencies for good reason. What else are you going to do with your money, right? Recent upheaval in the crypto market, which included several businesses filing for bankruptcy and caused crypto prices to sink, has affected SkyBridge's performance and prompted the firm to suspend redemptions in one of its funds. However, Scaramucci has remained optimistic about crypto's prospects and encouraged investors to stay disciplined in a new interview with CNBC. News from the deal comes ahead of Scaramucci's annual SALT conference in New York City, for which Bankman-Fried is a sponsor and speaker. The two men earlier this year also founded and co-hosted Crypto Bahamas, a digital assets conference. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried's largest business, the FTX exchange, derives much of its revenue from trading fees and depends heavily on the health of the crypto market. The crash in token prices, which have fallen about 70% from their peak last autumn, has provided deal-making opportunities for stronger companies. Now, Bankman-Fried has also offered bailout loans to Voyager Digital, which later went bankrupt after the 30-year-old billionaire declined to provide additional support. And FTX held meetings about an emergency loan with Celsius, another major casualty of the crypto crash, but refused to extend the lifeline before the New Jersey-based lender suspended customer withdrawals and filed for bankruptcy. And earlier this week, FTX announced a partnership with video game retailer GameStop to help the company, which was at the center of the meme stock trading frenzy last year, with its push into the digital asset business. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin Well Activity is sending bullish signals for BTC, says the Vera Group CEO, Nigel Green. And explains why, as well as I share with you this conservative $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. If you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me all across all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play, and all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The CEO of financial advisory giant DeVere Group, Nigel Green, says that recent activity by Bitcoin whales is making him bullish on the flagship crypto asset. According to Green, one of the reasons he is bullish is that Bitcoin whales could be prepping to jump back into the market after a period of selling. Quoting him here, one reason is that I am whale watching. Whales are investors who are giant crypto holders, hodling enough assets to have the potential to move currency valuations. In recent weeks, whales have been selling, which has the effect of bringing down the market price as others get spooked and panic sell. This then allows the big players to buy back more and cheaper down the track. I sense that they are preparing to make their moves to buy and top up their hodlings in the coming weeks. The DeVere Group CEO says that over the past 4 weeks, the number of Bitcoin well addresses has increased, as he shares here. Also, there's other noticeable well activity taking place. The number of new wallets holding between 10,000 and 100,000 Bitcoins has jumped by 103 in the last 30 days. And according to Green, Bitcoin and other leading crypto assets are currently selling at a discount and possess upside potential, as quoted here. Despite the recent turbulence, I believe that the trajectory of Bitcoin and other major cryptos is upwards. This is why I view the current dip as a discount. That's right. So take advantage, seize the moment. Now let's break down this $1 million Bitcoin price prediction, which many are saying can be too conservative. That's right. By carrying out a rudimentary extrapolation of Bitcoin price movements since 2017, Bitcoin is on a run rate to hit $191,000 by January 2030. And when considering the price impact of the Bitcoin halvings on a four-year basis, a step mechanism needs to be included in the extrapolation to reflect the impact of each event on the king crypto. So between now and 2030, two halving events will occur, one in May 2024 and the second in May 2028. So looking at historical halving events, the first halving, November 28th, 2012, Bitcoin surged from $12 to a November 28 high in 2013 of $1,050, which is an 8,650% increase. Not too shabby. And second halving, July 9, 2016, Bitcoin surged from $664 to a July 9, 2017 high of $2,556, which is a 285% increase. And the third halving, May 11, 2020, Bitcoin surged from $8,700 to a May 11, 2021 high of $55,800, an increase of 540%. So based on the above, Bitcoin has surged by an average 3,158% in the 1 year after each halving event, which is typically the year the market goes parabolic, the year following the halving. And by removing the 2012 anomaly, the average increase is 412.5%. Now, using the extrapolation from January 2017 and the extrapolated May 2024 projected price of $108,000 and incorporating a one-year price increase of 413% between May 2024 and May 2025, Bitcoin can hit $446,000. And incorporating the estimated 413% increase between May 2028 and May 2029, Bitcoin would be on target to hit $2.08 million by May 2029, giving Bitcoin a January 2030 value of $2.11 million for the king crypto. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this bullish price prediction, but do keep in mind the projection considers the following assumptions. Number one, Bitcoin mining support remains firm. Number two, crypto market regulatory framework supports innovation and the evolution of cryptos as an alternative asset class. Number three, Bitcoin whale numbers hold steady while increasing their Bitcoin holdings. Number four, crypto asset adoption continues to grow at its current rates. And number five, there's no catastrophic crypto market event, aka a black swan event. So there you have it. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price nears 21,700, as well as boosts Bitcoin almost perfectly, as well as MicroStrategy to reinvest $500 million of stock sales into Bitcoin, according to their latest SEC filing, as well as Ethereum ready for the merge as Last Shadow Fork completes successfully. We also discussed FTX Ventures buying a 30% stake in Scaramucci's Skybridge Capital, as well as Bitcoin well activity is sending a bullish signal for Bitcoin, says the DeVere Group CEO. Nigel Green and explains why, and also shared with you this bullish $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Sailing with Twins. Hey, JV, thanks again for the great show. I really enjoy listening to your show. Like I said before, you read like a mofo. You bring us the news that counts, no BS. I am super bullish. If we have to wait another week or month, it's okay. We all know it will pump. Crypto is the future for our children. After the vid, who's going to want to handle dirty bank notes that pass disease? Imagine how things will pump as more people accept crypto as the future global currency. Much respect, fam. I appreciate your continued support. Our next featured comment comes from T-Wolf. I always try to time up saying, in today's show, with you. Love your content, man. Keep killing it. Will do. And our third and final featured comment comes from Tom Brown III. Thank you, brother. I entered the crypto world 2 years ago after losing any opportunity to buy 1,000 worth of BTC at 0.8 a long time ago. Yours was the first podcast I started watching and has helped me grow my portfolio. HODL, music to my ears. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment below. And again, if you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.